going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices and give you a 5-year price guarantee on talk, text, and data. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Well, an absolutely bonkers weekend of sports. I mean, there was just more stuff going on than I can remember any weekend in a long time. Obviously, NFL Draft was the headliner, and your chance to react to what Howie did. Let's go to the phones, 215-592-9494, after a very busy weekend. Steve in Egg Harbor Township kicks us off. Good morning, Steve.
Hey, what's going on? Yeah, I'll tell you what, the one thing I love with Howie's doing is, if you notice, it's a debacle of the Rager pick. And then he picked Jalen Hurts in that round. He's been doing nothing but hitting home runs. And he's been drafting out of the SEC and the Big Ten predominantly, which 35% of NFL players come from. And if you notice in the last, I don't know, what, 10 years, all the national championship teams are coming from them conferences. So, I mean, he's drafting championship-type players who've been through the ringer of going through the college championship game and playoffs. And to me, that's a big deal. And I really love this third-round pick from Nebraska. It looks like an absolute beast. 300-pound defensive guy, and I think this guy is going to be absolutely huge for us.
Well, I'm excited about the physicality of Ty Warren. Wait, is that
Ty Warren's the tight end from Penn State.
Ty Robinson.
Robinson, yeah. My bad. Ty, we don't have Ty Warren. Ty Robinson, the D tackle at 6'6 sometimes can work against you, but when you got the ability to bend and be an athlete and explode, sometimes that's a real nice thing to have because long arms come with that. You can bench press people off of you and you know, create some separation in the trenches, and man, just can run. You a guy that big, you know, 6'6, 290 pounds, and runs a 4.8 and a 40. I know I shouldn't be fixating on the numbers.
Well, it's a factor.
I should be more focused on the play, but they go together.
They do.
Because he plays fast. So I love that. Like it's a real warning sign when you got a guy who's big like he is, runs a great time in the 40, but then you don't see the production, you don't see the explosion on tape. That part of what I really feel excited about is, man, Howie and the rest of the scouting department, they're going for the guys who look great on tape, the guys who play great football, and that's what Ty Robinson does.
And come from the championship conferences, too, which is the biggest thing for me.
No question about it. All right, Steve, good call, buddy. Appreciate it. 215-592-9494. The Shedeur Sanders situation, we'll get to that coming up in 1 minute. Hey, let me tell you about PI Dental Center. With their decades of experience in complex dental treatment, of which I now have been a patient for 2 decades. My mom, a patient there for 3 decades. With Dr. Glenn Wolfinger and Dr. Robert Slough, both board-certified prosthodontists, both phenomenal with what they do. They specialize in the restoration and the replacement of teeth. PI Dental Center are also the originators of the Teeth in a Day. That's a revolutionary treatment that delivers fixed teeth and implants placed for a dramatic transformation in a mere 1 day. If you're struggling with your teeth, major pain, perhaps, part of your life, that's no good. Or maybe it's a self-esteem issue. I know, you know, Dr. Wolfinger has told me that a lot of people go just because they don't like the way they look and they want to look differently, and that, you know, leads to the restoration. Just know you can do that also. No matter what your reason is to get in there, PI Dental Center can help you. Originators of the Teeth in a Day, a revolutionary treatment that delivers fixed teeth and implants placed for a dramatic transformation in a mere one day. Get yourself to PI Dental Center. They're located in Fort Washington. Start with their website, PIDentalCenter.com. Visit PIDentalCenter.com to request your new patient evaluation. Well, you know, we had something very unique this weekend with the NFL draft, which was one situation that was so prominent that it just far and away became the most discussed sports thing in America for 3 days. And it's the Shedeur Sanders situation. I mean, in many ways, it was, and I know it was coupled with the draft, but it was almost like bigger than the draft. Like, it became like a referendum in a lot of ways from a lot of angles as people were discussing all sorts of issues. John, first crack at it. Shedeur Sanders, what do you make of it? What's your reaction to everything that transpired?
I watched him become a sympathetic figure. I did not expect that. I genuinely feel for him and for his dad, and I don't I don't understand what happened.
I'll say exactly what happened. The league found him to be arrogant and would have made him a first-round pick if they thought he was good enough to justify that. And remember, there's only a couple teams that flat-out needed a quarterback, like starting quarterback, only a couple. And I think the reality is once you get past the teams that need a starting quarterback, and some of them picked other quarterbacks, including in the second round, then you can slide.
Cleveland Browns selected a quarterback in the third round. Yeah.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
We get the best start to the day because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.
Exactly.
This year.
Yeah. And
the Cleveland Browns, Dylan Gabriel from Oregon most recently, a higher draft pick on that team. Think about that.
I think
that Shedeur Sanders, the guy who we were expecting, a lot of people, Mel Kiper, was expecting could be the first quarterback taken.
Look, I think the league spoke volumes about two different things. One, they don't think he's that good, because if they did, they would have taken him in the first round and in the top 10. I mean, we've seen plenty of guys with any number of issues, including Jalen Carter, as for instance, 2 years ago, who went in the top 10 after being involved in a situation where someone died. If they think you're that good, they'll go there. So number one, they don't think he's that good. Number two is, you know, a lot of times then you can tumble because do you want to bring in someone who's perceived as arrogant as a backup? That's a tricky thing. Like here's to me the classic example. I was always struck. Terrell Owens went from being starter guy to somewhat declining to out of the league. Why? Because Terrell Owens could have played another 3 or 4 years. Of course he could have played another 3 or 4 years. What did head coaches not want? They didn't want Terrell Owens as their fourth receiver. Even though he could be one of their top four receivers, you don't want a fourth receiver who is perceived as being a pain in the ass. You don't. And what the NFL's telling you is they thought Shedeur Sanders was arrogant, and obviously some of what he said and some of what his dad said was arrogant. Now, with that said, I hope the guy climbs out of this and has a great career. We'll find out if he can. I mean, he actually ended up in a situation with a team that certainly has not settled down in their future for quarterback. So, and the irony is he actually may have gotten there in such an unconventional way. I would think that Deion Sanders, when he talked about having a list of teams he would not allow his son to play for, Cleveland was probably on that list. But when you get picked in the fifth round and that's the first team and the only team that chooses you, then I guess Cleveland should be embraced by the Sanders family. That's how I perceive the situation.
Kenny Pickett and Joe Flacco.
That's wide open. Wide open.
Yeah, they have like 15 quarterbacks on the roster now.
And then Dylan Gabriel, their third round draft pick,
wide open,
is there in front of Shedeur also. Yeah. Deshaun Watson, who knows?
Yeah. But there's no one that you'd say 3 years from now, you know, this guy is definitely the quarterback. There's no one, you know, so he actually, ironically, has a situation that he's got a shot to go compete and over a year or two try to be the starting quarterback. Devin, what did you make of And we haven't even gotten to the prank phone call thing, which was a disgrace.
Oh, my gosh. So horrible.
An absolute disgrace.
Yeah.
And from that standpoint, John, that is part of where Sanders became sympathetic, part of it. The tumble was another part of where it became sympathetic. What did you make, Devin, of the twists and turns of Shador Sanders?
Yeah, I mean, kind of to what Richie said when we had our show on Friday and he wasn't taken in the first round, I kind of got it because, you know, clearly these teams were or were not seeing something in Shador. And he comes with baggage, and that might not necessarily be his fault, but, you know, wherever Shador Sanders is going to go, there's going to be a lot of media and press and focus on him, whether he's a backup quarterback or not. And I think that that has to, you know, play into a team's decision. But then by the second day when he kept falling and the prank phone call happened, I felt awful.
Horrible.
And it was just so confusing. And then I thought the Eagles might get him. And I was like, oh no, oh gosh, this is going to be all we're going to talk about on WIP for weeks and weeks and weeks. I think that he could be a good fit in Cleveland because he comes with a circus of, you know, visibility and media and questions. And I think a team that's already pretty high profile and a popular team like the Eagles doesn't need someone like that, where someone or a team like Cleveland, you know, where you have Deshaun Watson as the face of your franchise, and clearly that's not working out. I think he could actually be a good thing for the Browns.
Yeah,
so
I
think it worked out.
In net, look, he loses money from the standpoint he was not a first-round paid guy,
I think
fifth
he'll
round.
Be okay.
He'll be fine there. I mean, he's going to, you know, have his dad's got plenty of money and all that. But I think he, ironically, landed in a spot that's pretty good for him.
Yeah.
But, you know, he can't, this is my opinion, can't disassociate himself with his own and his father's own role in the tumble. I mean, he had his dad as his agent. You know, like his dad's talking about he won't allow him to play for certain teams. Shador Sanders said in recent weeks that if you want to get me, you better be prepared to change the culture of your team.
And I think that really hurt him.
Think about the Eagles.
Yeah.
Why would maybe the Cleveland Browns need to change their culture, right?
Exactly.
Why would the Philadelphia Eagles, with Jalen Hurts and Nick Sirianni and Jeffrey Lurie and Howie Roseman and Jordan Mulata and Landon Dickerson and Lane Johnson and like all these guys that are like pros, why would the Philadelphia Eagles need to change their culture? So statements like that, he did himself such a disservice. And for, you know, 48 hours, he was going through the ringer in part because of it. All right, look, you can react to it. What do you make of it all? 215-592-9494. Other aspects of the weekend, including some of the phone calls that Howie made to the draft picks when the Eagles selected some of these guys. We'll play some of that audio for you coming up next. Phone calls on all of it as well, plus your chance to win a cool prize today, concert tickets, that and more. Eagles draft, Shador Sanders, Phillies, we'll get to that. What a weekend. Joe to Cameron, John Ritchie, it's 94 WIP.